Phil Henry Show here, number one rated across the country, and welcome to our program at 1-800-449-8686. And here in California, Cesar Chavez, his birthday is going to be a state holiday. Cesar Chavez was a very pivotal player in the fight for the unionization of farm workers. Pivotal. He was the founding player in that fight for the unionization of farm workers in California and across the country. Governor Gray Davis signed into law a historic bill declaring March 31st a state holiday marking Chavez's birthday. So it is a day of celebration among people who not only fought that fight, people, certainly members of the Hispanic community. With us is Brass Villanueva from Oye Como Va. Brass, good to have you back on the program.
It's good to be back.
Tell us the significance of this as it pertains to, because this to you is a cultural victory, correct?
Oh, I don't think you can look at it any other way, okay? I think that when you see that Governor Davis, okay, has taken the first step toward recognizing, okay, one of the great Californians and Americans, Cesar Chavez, who had done so much for the farm workers. He's named Mr. Chavez's birthday as a state holiday, but we don't think that's enough. It's a good start, but we don't think it's enough.
What more do you need?
What more do we need? First of all, we think that the Anglos have to, I call it all Mexican, Latino Americans, to put pressure on, okay, state legislatures, okay, across the country, okay, and the federal government, okay, to make Cesar Chavez's birthday a national holiday throughout the world.
So you're looking for this to be recognized nationally?
Oh, for sure. I mean, he stood for workers' rights. I stood for a farm. I stood for the farm. He has stood for...
I know that he led a boycott in the early 70s.
That is correct. He boycotted... my computer is slow today, so...
Well, do you have a laptop there?
I'm in my office right now. But he did boycott some things.
Okay, well, but that was quite a vicious fight between, I forget, but the boycott was against who?
I'm trying to log on.
All right, well, forget about the computer, but let's just say that.
Hold on for a minute. My computer is slow. I'm trying to get my username in.
Okay, well, never mind about that. What, Cesar Chavez led the fight for the UFW, United Farm Workers, right?
Right. He had, okay, my computer brought up noodles. Is that?
I don't think he led the boycott of, there was no boycott against noodles, was there?
That's what I'm getting here. No, you know what I did is I got on a Wisconsin Dairy Farmers website. I'm sorry, hold on.
Well, never mind, okay?
I'm sorry?
Just never mind that. What we're trying to determine, what we're actually saying here is the man, there's a state holiday named after. First of all, tell me about your organization. Yours is a cultural fight, correct?
That is correct.
Tell me about your organization.
Quite simply, Phil, Oye Como Va, we are young brown men, we are young Latin men who are proud of our culture, who wish to make sure that other people of our culture, other people who are members of Mi Barrio, other Hispanics, are recognized in the media as people who have pushed our people forward. You see what I'm saying? And as such, Cesar Chavez, see, I'm at a disadvantage because I grew up in an Anglo society.
First of all, as the organization, one would think that you would know what it was that Cesar Chavez boycotted.
That is correct.
You agree with that?
I do agree with that. But you have to understand something. And here's where, you know, you're going to learn a little something from the Latin people as opposed to Latin people sitting back and always getting lectured to by Anglos, okay?
Well, sir, just keep in mind, I'm not trying to lecture to you.
No, I understand that. But first of all, you have to keep in mind that I grew up in an Anglo system of education. My library card was revoked also. So I have had a lot of different crimes committed against me as a member of the Anglo...
No, all right. So you say that you have not been able to learn what it was that Cesar Chavez was boycotting because of the educational system.
That is correct.
And you mentioned what else?
That they revoked my library card because, see...
I was going to ask you some of the heroes of the Hispanic movement in America.
That, again, I went to white school. See, I don't know because the white man revoked my library card because I had a book out for 7 months. So,
is that why you have your computer?
That is correct. I don't know what it was. First of all, the problem that I have, Mr. Henry, you asked me questions.
I'm not trying to embarrass you. Do you understand that?
But when you ask me specific questions, what was Cesar Chavez boycotting in the early 70s, it embarrasses me, okay?
Well, I'm not trying to do that. I just would think that you'd know what that was because you believe in Mr. Chavez, because you're of the Latin community, et cetera, et cetera. You're logging on. Can't you enter in something? I don't have a computer. What, you enter in Cesar Chavez?
I have done that.
May I ask you how you're spelling it?
Okay, I've got it together. Don't worry.
Sir, what are you finding?
It just says there's nothing coming up.
How are you spelling Cesar Chavez?
C-E-S-A-R-S-H-A-V-E-Z.
That's Cesar Shaves. C-H-A-V-E-Z. Try that.
I'm sorry. I use Metacrawler. I don't know. Do you...
Metacrawler's good.
All right. Okay, there's a whole bunch of stuff, all right? But first of all...
Sir, in all honesty, you're a Mexican-American?
I am very proudly, yeah.
Don't you think you should have been better prepared for this interview?
Okay, I don't need to be talked down to, and...
No, but, you know what? I think it's a fair question. I'm asking you what it was...
It was a vegetable of some kind, and what we are asking... You know, I don't have to be specific. I don't think that's what this is about. What I'm saying to you is... The Latin people, the Mexican-American people, recognize Cesar Chavez as the number one Mexican-American probably the last 50 years who has helped our rights. And we are saying we'd like this to be a national holiday, not just a state holiday. And you asked me, well, was he boycotted? It was a vegetable or I thought it was noodles. I don't know. You want to make a fool out of me. And
I'm not trying to make a fool out of you, sir, but I think you make a fool out of yourself when you say that Cesar Chavez led thousands of workers in California out on strike and asked us to boycott noodles. I think you're wrong, okay? I think you're dead wrong.
You're calling me wrong.
I am calling you out on the show, and I'm saying you're wrong. I don't think he asked us to boycott noodles. And
hold on.
Oh, will you get off the search engine, man? You're going to find a thing.
What? Okay, I'm in.
Well, what, all that time you've been trying to log on? Let me give the number here, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Brass Villanueva. He's with Oye Como Va, some Latin empowerment organization. They are asking that not only does Cesar Chavez's birthday be a state holiday in California, it should be a national holiday. For those of you who don't know who he is, pivotal fighter, perhaps the seminal fighter for the rights of farm workers, started the UFW, United Farm Workers Union, and we have Mr. Villanueva on the program today to speak to the connection between Cesar Chavez and the struggle of Latin Americans culturally. And I think I'm saying that fairly, correct?
Hold on.
Oh, man.
First of all, Mr. Henry, I am not here to be your librarian. I'm not here.
I'm simply asking you what was the product that it was that he wanted us to boycott in the early 70s.
And I answered you to the best of my ability that I thought it was some kind of a noodle.
Why would it be noodles? Do they grow noodles?
If you're trying to make me look stupid...
No, sir, I am not. I'm asking you a question. Are noodles grown?
To the best of my knowledge, yes, they are.
Okay, I'm going to say that you are stupid.
You call me stupid because Anglos have 300 years of experience of calling Latin people stupid.
Sir, I'm calling you stupid. They don't grow noodles, all right?
You have 300 years of calling the Latin people and Mexican Americans stupid. All right, what I'm saying to you is I don't have to take your kind of condescension and I don't have to take your kind of insult because we are honoring a great man.
I agree Cesar Chavez was a great man. I was around when the guy was leading his fight, okay?
But you tell me what he was boycotting. I'm telling you the best way.
I'm telling you they don't grow noodles. Noodles are made, man. They're made.
Hold on.
Yeah, look it up on a search engine, man, how they make noodles.
You know what? You can yell at me because you're on the other end of the telephone. Nobody knows farming better than the Hispanics. Noodles grow, I believe, on a vine like a grape. Now, that's my understanding.
You think noodles grow on a vine?
That is my understanding. Yeah? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, is that what you got on the search engine there, man?
Your move, man.
My move.
Yeah, and if you continue to speak to me because I'm a Hispanic,
I'm not talking to you in any way, shape, or form because of anything other than the fact that we're having a disagreement as to what it was that Cesar Chavez boycotted and what it was that the this whole thing.
That's how you get Top Ramen. My understanding is from vines.
Top Ramen grows on vines.
My understanding.
Here's El Paso on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello. I think that anybody that claims to represent the Hispanic culture should know something about it.
Ma'am, I have raised myself up basically in the Hispanic culture. I am a proud fighter for the rights of Hispanic people.
You couldn't even spell Chavez. And by the way, it is pronounced Chavez.
You know
Chavez.
Something? You want to know why I can't pronounce Chavez? It's because I grew up in the Anglo educational system.
Honey, so did I.
Okay. They did not want me to know nothing about my people. And
how old are you?
I'm 19 years old. I'm very proud, a young Latin male.
Okay, if you say so. Anyway, Cesar Chavez, or Cesar Chavez, as it should be appropriately.
Well, how old do you think I am?
Boycotted, great. And the reason was not just for the Hispano or the Mexicano or whatever.
Wait, well, hold on for a minute. Would you stop it with the search engine? Get hold on. Get off the computer, okay?
What?
I'm sorry.
I'm asking him to stop at the computer.
I'm just looking up to make sure what she's saying is true.
The whole thing is that the oppression of the farm worker was the whole reason for this to begin with. They were treated badly. They were living in conditions that nobody should have to live in.
Well, that's true.
And
but we're trying to find out what it was that they boycotted.
My understanding was it was some kind of a noodle. This lady says that...
Yeah, but they don't grow noodles, man. Noodles aren't grown.
That if you say to me that noodles are not grown, and you are right, I say to you that I'm the victim of the white man's educational system.
So the white man taught...
Mr. Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
He's a victim of his ignorance.
No, ma'am, I'm not. I'm a victim of the same thing you're a victim of, the white man feeding you a whole bunch of stuff.
But that doesn't
okay,
mean...
Okay, would
I
you believe this white man? I can tell you right now. Where's Top Ramen come from, ma'am?
From the little packages you buy at the store.
Right, but in little packages at the store, but where is it? Okay. See, this woman, this Mexican woman has now been co-opted by the white man.
Oh,
she's been
honey,
co-opted by
I'm
the Anglo.
Mexican.
Yeah, you are laughing so that the Anglo will, give you a few more crumbs after you clean his house. Okay,
no,
and that's what it's all about.
I went and got myself
that's
an
about.
Education, a higher degree education.
You keep getting into
way.
That search engine, man,
I'm
and find out where Top Ramen's
well,
from.
I know who Cesar Chavez was. And I know who Henry Cisneros is, and I know who Rosa Guerrero is. These are all people that you should
right.
know.
I do.
And these are all people that did things that broke pathways for the rest of us. And that is what you should be discussing.
Yeah, but you
the
two have still can't
our,
say where noodles come
people,
from.
Our people, so to speak, is by education.
Right.
And by helping each other up.
All right,
and
ma'am, thank you. I gotta take a break, dear.
Anybody.
Thank you for calling us, though, okay? It's the Phil Hendry Show, and I hope you heard what that lady was saying.
What I heard, Phil, was a woman who has been co-opted by the Anglo educational system, and she don't want to say nothing going to piss off the Anglo man. That's all I'm hearing.
Hey, while you're on hold there, I know that you're on hold with us, Brass. Get into a search engine and look up noodle. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show, number one rated revolutionary radio program across the universe. And with us today is Brass Villanueva. He is a member of organizations called Brass Oye Como Va.
That's correct. That is a Latino expression, which I think engenders some pride in our people.
What does it mean? Are you going back on a search engine? Do you speak Spanish?
Mr. Henry... Before we go any further, I have to tell you that if you're going to take a certain tone with me...
I don't mean to take a certain tone, okay?
Because you understand that Latin people have 300 years of having Anglos talk down to them. You understand that?
I understand that. Do you speak Spanish?
It's not important whether I speak Spanish or not.
Do you speak Spanish, sir?
You know, I'm not going to be browbeaten. It's not important whether I speak Spanish or not. I have had crimes committed against me by Anglo people.
What are the crimes?
As I said, they revoked my library card, so I was not able to study up on Latin culture. I do believe that...
Because your library card was revoked.
That is correct. I also believe there are not enough Spanish language radio stations. And at Denny's, which they serve the Moons Over Miami breakfast, they do not serve tortillas at that. I think the Spaniards have been treated badly, and I think Hispanics have been treated badly.
All right, here is Santa Monica on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes.
Hello. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Well, I think he ought to move down to Mexico if he thinks he's so abused in this country. And Cesar Chavez does not deserve even a holiday. We don't have it for individual holidays for the founders of our country anymore.
Okay.
And
I am
all for Martin Luther King holiday because this man really worked to better his people. But Cesar Chavez
made it better than Martin Luther King made it because all the lettuce that's picked. How many chef salads do you eat in a week?
What?
How many chef or Cobb salads do you eat in 1 week's time?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
I was at the school where he said to the kids, throw the stuff against the wall. Don't put up with this.
Yes, they should have thrown the lettuce against the wall.
They should have thrown Cesar Chavez against the wall, if you ask me. Come on.
Oh, man. You know, if you were an old lady, I would come down there and probably have physical relations or something.
Don't call me an old lady because you don't know anything about me.
You are making me, man.
No, you know what? You talk illiterate. Go to school and study before you come on and say that they grow lasagna.
I didn't say that. I said noodles, okay?
Well, noodles, the same thing.
No, lasagna is lasagna.
You don't grow noodles. You make it. You make them from flour and water.
Mr. Henry, aren't there some noodles that they grow?
Sir, I know of no noodle that they grow.
No noodle that they grow.
Cesar Chavez boycotted noodles, right?
No, he vegetables and grapes.
What are you looking up now?
You're on arguing with Phil Hendry on something that you don't even know what you're talking about. Why don't you get off the air and look it up and then come on and argue?
I can assure you, Brass, that noodles are not grown. They are made.
All right, let me ask the lady. Do you eat taco salads?
You make it from water and flour.
Do you eat taco salads? You can thank Cesar Chavez and Mexicans for taco salads. And that's what I'm saying.
Cesar Chavez was always a rebel rouser.
Yeah, but...
And you can deny it if you want.
Well, but you know
but
what?
I'll tell you, you better get your facts straight before you come on the air. And if you knock this country so much, why don't you move out?
I love America, okay?
Oh, no, you
I
don't.
I just like
Mexicans
better. I like Mexican women better.
You know, you don't love America, and I'm going to say goodbye. Thanks for letting me on
the air. I love America, but I like Mexican women better.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You love America, but...
I like Mexican women better.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Santa Cruz on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Santa Cruz, are you there?
Hi, yes.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Hi, yes, my name is Israel, and I'm sorry, what's the gentleman's name?
Yes,
the
sir, my name is Brass Villanueva.
Villanueva, what's your first name?
I go by the name of Brass. It's a nickname.
Brass, okay, Brass. Just from hearing you, this is the first time I've ever called to anybody, letting you know
I'm logging on.
I'm sorry. I'm not putting you down, but you need to get a little bit more of an education before you go and move on with something of this nature.
Okay, I agree that I didn't know.
Hold on. I'm speaking.
I agree that I knew that noodles were not grown.
This is what I'm talking about. You don't even let a person finish a sentence before you interrupt them.
But I didn't know about
that. Hold on, I'm talking.
Okay.
That is disrespectful. And
and let me ask the gentleman to get off the computer, please.
What?
It is very annoying and distracting.
Yeah, we're listening to you logging on and trying to find out who made noodles. They are not grown. They were made originally by the Chinese, brought to Europe by Marco Polo.
Check out the educated Anglo.
Well, you know something? I learned that when I was in fifth grade. Marco Polo, remember?
Okay.
That's a game you play in the pool, man, as far as I'm concerned.
Brass, you're talking to a Mexican guy right here.
All
I'm
right.
Mexican. I was
born
in Mexico and raised in Mexico. I knew the noodles.
All right, hold the line, sir. Let me just ask the gentleman to hold the line. We've got to take a break. We'll be back with that gentleman. And the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We're talking about a bill signed into law by the governor of California making a Cesar Chavez's birthday a national holiday. Cesar Chavez, a state holiday, excuse me. Cesar Chavez was the founder of the United Farm Workers and led the fight for the unionization of primarily Hispanic, Mexican, and Mexican-American laborers as a union. With us is Brass Villanueva from Oye Como Va. Is it a political action committee?
Basically, a cultural empowerment organization. We take a look at what's going on out there and make sure that nobody's messing with, Mexican people.
And you don't know what Oye Como Va means?
That's not important, okay? That's not important. And you keep trying to lean on me because I did not have an opportunity to learn about my culture because at a very young age, when they revoked my right to go into a library...
Why did they revoke your library card?
I had taken a book out that was a Hispanic book, and yes, I had kept it for 7 months, but they seemed to think that I was not...
What was the book? I'm just curious. You say it was a Latin, a history book, or...
It was a culture, Alegría del Sexo, and...
What is that about?
It was a book about my culture. It's not important what it's about. What's the most important thing is that they committed crimes against me. That's why I don't know what Oye Como Va means. But I still love my people. I'm still trying to empower my people.
All right. The gentleman in Santa Cruz has been hanging on. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, yes. Thank you, Phil. And, we are trying to have a conversation about what Cesar Chavez did.
Right.
But I think at this point we're really trying to make a point to Brass here that, he needs to be a little more prepared for when he's going to have a conversation to this nature with somebody to be able to understand that he's got to be prepared.
Well, I think I am. I think I am prepared.
I don't think you are. And then secondly, to also be, you say you're a proud Hispanic male.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
And just as much as I am a proud Mexican man, I'm 25 years old, raising a family, working hard just like everybody else, right?
Right.
And, if one recommendation that I can make to you, Brass, is that you really need to study your culture. And I know that you don't have a library card, but you do have the Internet, obviously, and accessible to you.
Right, but not back in those days I did not have that. They did not have the Internet back in those days.
Right, okay.
And they took my library card away.
Okay, well, now you do. And one of the things that I was trying to...
Yeah, but even though he's got the Internet there, he still can't tell me. You still don't know whether noodles grow on a tree or are made.
Because you're attempting to make me look stupid.
Well, look it up on it. Noodle.
And Mr. Phil is making you look stupid. I think that, in all honesty, you make yourself look that way.
Well.
By not being prepared and not being ready for an interview that you should have prepared.
All right, sir, I got to take it. Thank you. I got to move on. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Do you hear what people are saying to you?
I think a lot of people are influenced by you as a talk show host to call me stupid, yeah.
Hello, Phil?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Phil. My name is Cecilia, and I'm calling from San Diego. And I was listening to the radio on the car, and I was enraged. Well, I started out enraged because this gentleman, Brass, I'm sorry, but you are embarrassing the Mexican culture because of your lack of education.
I'm standing
However,
up for the Mexican culture.
I do admire your courage.
I'm standing up for the Mexican culture, okay?
I do admire your courage. However, one of the things that Cesar Chavez used to teach, and he was very adamant about it, is empowerment is education.
What are you looking for on the Internet?
You asked me to find out what Cesar Chavez is boycotting.
It's been 38 minutes, man.
Tabletop grapes.
Okay.
It's
grapes?
Grapes.
Yeah, it was grapes. It was table grapes.
It was grapes, and I have...
All right. We are asking all people to go on a grape fast until they make that a national holiday. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay? We want to make Cesar Chavez's birthday a national holiday.
Okay,
and
but before you go,
you should go on a grape
fast. You know, make a request such as that. You need to know why. Why does Cesar Chavez...
a grape fast.
You know, why is he entitled to a holiday?
Well, first of all, because, that's the whole thing. I was trying to look that up.
Let me just give you a brief education here, okay?
Hold on for a minute. Wait a minute. What did you say?
I have to look that up.
What do you got to look up? Why he's entitled to a holiday?
You don't hear me when I tell you that I grew up in the Anglo educational system, okay? So I don't know.
Cesar Chavez is entitled to a holiday because he stood for oppressed farm workers.
There you go. That's, yeah.
Okay. Now, some of the living conditions that these farm workers had was that they dug holes in the ground and put cardboard boxes over them, and that's where they would sleep.
Oh, yeah?
Not only
Why
that.
Why do you know this stuff?
Pardon me?
I'm glad he boycotted grapes and not noodles because I would miss Top Ramen. I really would. But I'm not going to miss.
And furthermore, there was lots of families that were out there picking grapes, not only adults, but small children, me included.
Right, so he deserves a national holiday, and the state holiday he already has. But for you to say that he deserves a national holiday because he boycotted noodles, you know.
So I will tell you something right now. I believe that crimes have been committed against me. I told you that Oye Como Va is my organization. No, I don't know what that means, all right? And I've been working on that. I am trying to understand better what I can do to uplift my people. I believe that Mi Barrio, you know, is like a neighborhood or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you don't speak Spanish.
And I don't believe I have to answer that question.
But I know the answer already. You don't speak Spanish. Lighthouse Point on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I say something to that guy?
Yes, ma'am.
He got to work on his brains. He has nothing to do. He's lucky enough to have a state holiday. You cannot bring this to be a national holiday.
You from Mexico? Are you from Mexico?
No, I'm not from Mexico.
Well, you sound like it.
No, I'm Italian.
Well, but that's basically the same thing.
It's the same thing. That's why I think your brain is on drug.
So I'm trying to tell you.
Giving up whatever you want to do. You are wrong. I'm sorry.
I'm wrong? What do you know about it? I'm the one that's Mexican
because
here, not you.
Because your brain doesn't work. As far as I realize, your brain doesn't work.
My brain doesn't work? What have
no,
I said that's wrong?
No, you need a psychiatrist. I'm
Why?
Sorry.
Why? What have I said that's wrong?
Because whatever you say is wrong. Everything you talk about makes no sense.
Like what?
Like what? Everything.
Like what?
Everything you're talking on the radio.
Like you're beautiful.
Well, that's my husband to tell me. You don't have to tell me.
Okay, ma'am, do you want to be specific? What is he saying that's wrong?
Everything he's talking about it is so far.
Be specific.
About
like
to be a national holiday?
Like what? What is he saying?
To be a state holiday. He got to be glad I'm there.
What is he saying specifically that's wrong?
Because he wanted to bring it up to be a national holiday.
Well, look, first of all, you a WOP. You don't know anything about...
Okay, now hold on.
I'm not going to get no... No, I don't need no grease ball telling me what... You know what?
Hold on for just a second.
No, no. The WOP comes on the air. She got...
Hold on. I don't want to hear that language under my show, all right? You are calling her on a WOP.
Look, you got an accent already.
Well... Okay, I'm awfully sorry, ma'am. She hung up. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Portsmouth. Portsmouth on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Fine, sir.
Yeah, I'm just calling about this guy. I mean, you know, it sounds to me he's just looking for nothing but, you know, excuses. You know, blaming everything on the white man and, you know,
well,
library
you
card. You know,
yeah.
He's over there trying to use the internet, you know, and he can't find no information.
Hey,
still.
Man, at least I had a library card, okay? They took it away from me.
Oh, buddy, they didn't take it away from you. You just didn't even
the
want to
man,
go, probably.
The white man took my library card away?
That's pretty good if you want to, you know, what you're trying to do is, you know,
you
that's
tell me.
Nice what you're trying to do, but how are you going to back something up if you don't know nothing about it?
You tell me. You tell me. Where's noodles come from?
Oh, come on, man.
Noodles are made, buddy.
Oh.
Noodles are made. It's not growing on a vine.
Noodles don't grow on a vine.
Noodles don't grow on a vine.
I admit I'm wrong. I can admit my mistakes.
Hey, well, that's fine, but you know you're over there blaming everything on how you were raised on. That's all bull. Okay, I mean, you know, you could have done any. You know, you got the internet right there. Okay, if you're using
okay, your car phone's crapping out. I gotta say goodbye to you. We don't have too much more time. What have you found out sitting at the internet since your library card got revoked? Cesar Chavez. What do you know about him?
In what sense?
You've been sitting at the internet. I've been hearing you hitting...
I was just trying to log on.
So you didn't even get in?
No, because I forgot my username.
So the whole time, man, that you were there...
Right, I couldn't...
Okay, Cesar Chavez boycotted table grapes. You got that?
Right, so what I want everybody to go on a grape fast...
Everybody go on a grape fast? Does that mean... Oh, man.
Hey, look, man, I'm just...
1-800-449-8686. Better go out on that grape fast real fast. It's the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I get mail, which most of the time I don't open. I just throw it in the garbage. This show is pretty different in a lot of ways. One of the differences is that we don't give out any email addresses. You probably noticed that. We don't even look at listener mail. We throw it all directly into the trash. Occasionally, we'll get an envelope and we'll open it up and look at it. And then we'll throw the stuff in the garbage. And, you know, it kind of drives Mike and Melissa nuts because they want to know what it is that I'm throwing in the garbage. I won't let them see it. It's, what is this, listener mail? Goes straight into the trash. I don't solicit it, so when I get it, I don't want to read it. And we don't accept emails, and we don't really care. But I did get a package today from a lady. Her name is Ariana Gallagher. And she lives down in Long Beach. And she sent me, I don't know why I deserve this, but I guess I do. The note says, Phil, you're a leader in many ways, so you must make informed decisions. Read this and tell me that you think that this is anybody's right. And it's pictures of, like, dismembered fetuses. It's pictures of aborted fetuses. Now, what did I do? Why? Why me? You know, I don't know. But I want to thank you, Ariana, because for some reason she got it telepathically. I collect these. And I don't know how it is that I'm so lucky that people send me these. And I do. I collect pictures of aborted fetuses. I collect pictures of, this is one at 10 weeks. This is beautiful, this one. And I paper the office with them. So I am one of the luckiest guys. And I've been looking for this one to add to my collection. So I got a 10-week of aborted fetus here if anybody wants to trade up. Because I'm looking for some, you know, something deeper into the third trimester. Well, you say, why are you making a joke? What are you kidding me? These guys are mailing this stuff to me. What do you want me to do? Have a pang of conscience? You know what they call the pro-life organization? First of all, get a life. All right. So this is a picture of a baby dismembered in five different pieces, and another one here that's been killed by salt poisoning, and another one. And there's a garbage bag full of them here. So these are getting blown up, they're going on the internet, and they're going to get emailed to every living soul that I know. I'm going to spam the hell out of people with this stuff. Thank you, Ariana. And there was an entire collection, there was a large cachet of paperwork that she'd sent along with this stuff for me to look at and feel bad about. I have no opinion on this. I have no opinion on this. I may think one way one day, I may think another way another way. I don't care. You want to go and get a kid and get it out of there? Hey, man, you know, I can understand. Some women wait till they're born and just toss them down a well. That's okay with me, too. Look, the way I feel about kids, I'm a stepdad. You think I'm going to get all nuts about this? Jeez. I was on vacation with four of them last week, man. I wanted to drown them all. So when you're talking about killing kids to a guy like me, you're preaching to the wrong guy here. Like I said, I collect these pictures. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. You can do whatever the hell it is that you want to do. I guess you're going to do it. But you're sending this stuff to the wrong guy because I love this. I sit down with a big, juicy Topps charbroiled burger and look at aborted fetus pictures all day long. I munch right into the lettuce, into the tomato, and into the dressing, and into the red raw meat and the bun as I go through picture after picture, page after page, of salt-poisoned aborted fetuses and ones that were killed by suction. And I'm telling you, it's lip-smacking good! See, a lot of people look at a kid and they go, oh, what a wonderful miracle of life. I look at a kid and I go, oh, man, another one. One more we got to deal with. That's just, you know, it's the thing. Now, I had a vasectomy 3 years ago. 3 years ago this coming October. Why? I didn't want to have any kids. Do I hate children? Of course I don't. Do I revel in their joy and their wonderfulness? On occasion, yeah, I do. Most of the time, the way I relate to a kid is like an equal. What's up? Yeah, I don't know. Like Catherine, our 8-year-old, she's always bugging me. She wants me to take her places. And get out of here, Bug off. Because someday she'll be old enough where we can have some laughs, go out to lunch or whatever. But right now, all she wants me to do is read little kiddie books. I say, bug off, I'm watching football. Now, if you want to sit and watch football with me, that's okay. And she'll sit there and suck on her thumb. Of course, now she has a cage in her mouth, so she can't get a thumb in there. We went and got the cage. You know what that is? That's what you put. It's a torture device that you stick at a kid's mouth so he can't suck his thumb. They're metal spikes that hang from the top of the kid's mouth so that when he chomps down to suck his thumb, he's putting holes right through the thumb. It'll impale the thumb right on the metal spikes. That'll keep a kid from sucking his freaking thumb big time. So she can't do it, right? She used to sit there and suck the thumb and watch the ball games. But I'm not all bowled over. So of all the people that Ariana Gallagher decided to send pictures of aborted fetuses to, I'm the wrong guy if you want me to get all up in arms and teary-eyed over this stuff. I'm telling you right now, I cut these out and put them in a scrapbook. Now, am I being serious? Of course I'm not. But it doesn't bother me is what I'm saying. Put one of these in one of them styrofoam McDonald's containers. I'll take it home. I'll put it between two pieces of bread. And that's the truth. I think a woman's body is her own. She ought to be able to do anything she wants with. She ought to be able to abort a fetus, drive spikes through her spinal column. She should be able to impale herself on railroad spikes. Anything she wants to do. Run herself over, but she's got to do it herself. And the only thing that I got against abortion is it's performed by doctors. Women need to self-abort now. Now, I'm not talking about with a coat hanger. I mean the suction tube. In other words, give them about an 8-week course, and then they go and do it themselves. That way, everybody's happy. All the pro-life clowns, they're going to be, they can't go around shooting doctors anymore. Not that they're bright enough to understand the difference anyway, because most of these guys, they're spinoffs from neo-Nazi organizations and things like that. Haven't gotten their asses sued off yet. They got all the hair sued right off the top of their head. It never will happen. So these guys go out there and they shoot an abortion doctor. But now, with women self-aborting, that's why Mike Schaefer, Craig Taylor, and I have come up with a new Phil Hendry self-abortion kit, and we're going to be giving one away with every one of our CDs. To help with my friend's place, a place for runaway kids that should have been aborted in the first place. But they're down there at my friend's place now, so we got to help them. Now, all it is an easy Hoover attachment. Stick it to one of those auto vacs you get in those new pads, the real new 5,000 square foot homes. Turn it on there at the breaker box. Baby, you're living large. And that's that. Okay, we got a Dodger game coming up later on in the program. You're listening to the number one rated Phil Hendry show, and why not? Because there ain't nothing else to listen to at this time of the day, is there? And we had much kudos yesterday from our come over boy bit. God, people love that. They love it. Every time we do the come over boy bits, they're having orgasms out there. They can't get enough of that. They just love the hell out of it. That's why the next one we do probably won't be for a few weeks. We just whet your appetite a little bit for that stuff. We do comb over boy better than he does himself. And he does himself. Well, I got the pictures of that, too. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.